V'chol kiddushasoi nimshach al yedei shemen ha-mishcha. The entire holiness of the Mishkan came about through this special oil. Sheboi niskatshu ha-mishkan v'kelov. That's what made the Mishkan and all of its kelim holy. V'he eloh ha-koil. And that's what elevated all of these pa'ulois mishtanois to be nichlal in achdus ha-poshut. Kol ha-gavnin, all the assorted colors, v'shinuyim rabim, all the differences that were found in the Mishkan, the different levels of Kedusha, Kodesh HaKodoshim, and then the Kodesh, and the Azara, and the Chotzer, sheyu nechlolim bechad ha-poshut, that it should all become part of the oneness of Hashem. Sheshom kol ha-kedushos, that's the source of all holiness. Shaydezeh ho-yokoyach b'mishkan l'chapra b'nei Yisrael, l'tara mikol ha-tumos. That's what gave the Mishkan the ability to forgive for all the sins and to purify the Jews from all types of impurities. Shekulam heim b'chinas kfirois hanimshachem b'chinas pirut kanal. All types of tumah come from a place of separateness, pirud, which is synonymous with kfira, lack of belief in Hashem Echod. Kfira means Elokim Acherim, which is this concept of pulois mishtanois. Shemafriden chas v'shalom apulois mishtanos kanal, by separating the pulois mishtanos. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei b'chinas reyach toiv. Because the main tikkun is brought about through a good aroma. Shehu chiyus haneshama. That's the source of life for the soul of the person. Shehu b'chinas shemen hamishcho shenase b'tikunim nizgovim kwele. This refers to this special perfumed oil that was made with such tikkunim, sheyesh loy koyach lahamshich reyach toiv l'chol horechoike miyakdusha, whereby it has the ability to draw a sweet smell upon all of those that are far from kedusha, sheyev shalach yoisam kiyim bebechinas reyach toiv. These kind of people, whom it's impossible to give them, to wake them up and to give them any light without giving them this sweet or a sweet smell. That's all you can give them. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, about those Jews that have fallen into the exile of their own evil desires and evil characteristics, the Pasuk says over there, Samchuni bo'ashishus, rapduni batapuchim, ki choylas ahavo'oni, shepirish rashishom sheheimine rechois. This refers to sweet smells. Lahavdol on Yom Kippur, when a person's fasting, when a person's very tired, and they're falling apart, and the one guy in shul brings around that those smelling salts, and a person smells that, and despite the fact that he's very tired and weak and fallen, taking a whiff of that picks him up, and suddenly he's alive and he's bouncing. He's up again. Period. He's up and around. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says that this shemen hamishcha, this holy oil, this perfumed oil, which was rubbed on all the kelim of the Beis Mikdash and the Mishkan, that's what gave it a level of Kedusha, where even those Jews who are asleep and very far from Kedusha, very fallen, by coming into contact with that, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that ki choylas ahavoni, that when a Jew is feeling ill from love for Hashem, Chas v'shalom. In other words, because he loves Hashem so much and yet feels so far from Hashem, what's the solution? Sabchuni ba'ashishus, rabduni ba'tapuchim. To put him into a perfume jar, like a jar of perfume, and that gives him the chizuk that he needs, to get up again and try again, that kind of thing. Ki bavoneseinu harabim, ba'oitzem chalishuseinu ato, b'toikef merirus hagolus. Because as a result of our many sins, which have brought upon us such a level of weakness and tiredness now in Golus, kvar nechlash koichenu kol kach, we're so weak, ad she'enonu margishim noyam mesikus tsuf dvash imrei noyam shel atzadiki emes. We're so weak to the point where we don't feel the sweetness, the delicious, delicious sweetness of the pure words of the tzadik emes. Who try to inject life into us by teaching us such pure words. As the Pasuk says, when a person feels very sick, You can't tempt him with a steak. You can't tempt him with a delicious piece of cake. Why? Because he's sick. A person's feeling sick. Nothing looks tempting to them. So when the Yidden are in Golos and they fall into such a low level, even though the tzaddikim try to feed us delicious, delicious chocolate cake, their words, which are so sweet and delicious and tasty, we have no appetite. Ve'ein chiyusenu ela masha'onu meirichin meirochoik ma'at horeach toiv ha'kodosh v'anoira shel chidushei toiros ha'makdoshah. And therefore, the only thing that gives us sustenance, that gives us life, is the smell. Just being able to smell the sweet aroma of their Torah. Now, a person's on such a low madrega, he can't eat the Torah. All he can do is smell it. In other words, it's more of a distant connection. V'zeh b'chinas horeach shel shemen ha-mishcha, sheboi niskadesh ha-koil, v'nichnas michutz lefnim. This is the concept of this Shemen HaMishcha, which was put on all the Kalim of the Beis Mikdash and Mishkan, and that's what made them holy. Shemishom Kedushas Mordechai Anal. That's where Mordechai HaTzadik draws his holiness from. He comes from the Besomim, from the Mordoror. Shehu Machnia Klipas HaMolek. It's that sweet smell that has the ability to subdue the Klip of HaMolek. Sheroitze Lahatil Pigam Bereishis HaYeshua. This evil Amalek wanted to stick a pin in the first Yeshua that Klal Yisrael had. As if Hashem didn't really help the Jews yet at all.